Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And hello, friends. It is time for the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I'm Gary, Chuck Yancey. We're all here. A little rain in North Mississippi, which is needed for this guy, at least. Knock that pollen down and get the old asthma out of the way for me for just a little bit. How are you guys doing? Y'all doing okay?
Doing great on the basketball front. Doing great on the football front. Not doing very good on the baseball front.
I hear you. I'm right there with you. Understand totally. And a few people want to chime in on some of that later on at 662-426-1093. Coming up on the show, Gordon Ford, Jake Thompson, and a lot of stuff in between. Yancey, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, like Chucky, first for the city of Oxford, I thought double-decker would just absolutely attend perfect. What a weekend, biggest crowds ever here in Oxford. Happy for the local businesses to get through this dry summer as it always is. But on sporting-wise, it's just tough. With the Ole Miss baseball team, you still hold out hope. And what's so fascinating about it is you think, oh, man, they quit like Thursday night. They just from the first pitch, they didn't look in it. And then they come back and they fight their rear end off on Friday. And then, they do it again on Saturday. And then in that sixth inning, tied one all, it always starts with a drop ball or a bad throw. And then the well just breaks open. The dam just comes apart and you get three or four or five or six more defensive mistakes. And Gary, we were talking about it earlier. It's not these big innings or three, sometimes four runs. There's seven, eight, nine runs.
It's the ugly crooked number.
Yeah.
It's the seven, eight, nine runs.
And then on the other side, Ole Miss can get four walks, three hits, two hit batters, and it seems like their big inning is two, sometimes three, but they don't get that five, six, seven, eight, nine inning runs, offensively. And it's just, it's frustrating, 9-21 the last 2 years at home in SEC play. I believe now 3-14 in the last 17 SEC series. As you look at Bianco's first 22 years and some of the, I call them the Bianco bashers, they hung on. Well, they were 14-16 the national championship year, but that was an anomaly for Bianco's teams. They only lost less than 14 wins one time in his career, and that was 13. And, now, I don't know. It's mind boggling.
Well, it's the pitching and the hitting and the fielding.
Yes.
Everything else is pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of got to have those three, though, Chuck. You kind of got to have those. This little part brought to you by First South Farm Credit, 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. As they say, They're with you at First South Farm Credit. Good news, left-handed swinging Whitten Darby at age 5 hit an opposite-way base hit to lead off his game today. Help is on the way.
All right.
I think you had another kid just for that right there.
You think?
I think so. It's going to carry you on for the next 12 years.
Oh, if I survive that long. Five things with you brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham. 9 locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first one, Chuck, you hit it right on the head. My first thought, this baseball team is where it is right now because they simply lack the talent. When you lack hitting, pitching, and fielding, that's a direct result of a lack of talent. There's not one area that this Ole Miss team can hang their hat on. Thought number two, Coach Beard, like Lane Kiffin, simply gets it in the NIL transfer era. Beard was prepared for this era before it even began when he was reshaping his roster yearly over at Texas Tech with transfer grads. The 5 transfers he has received to date on paper are better than any program in the country not named Indiana or Texas, will forward them, Chucky, landing in the top 70 of the portal rankings. Thought number 3, the Rebels could be in line to land their highest rated transfer portal yet in Oklahoma State point guard Javon Small. I think it's imperative for the Rebels to land a true point guard, which frees up Virginia Tech transfer Sean Medulla to play more of a combo guard, which I personally think is his best fit for his skill set. Thought number 4, there's been some confusion on Matthew Morrell's pro status. We have learned that his name is indeed in the NBA draft. He has until May 26 to make a final decision. The last thought of the day, I've always said that in order to win football championships at Ole Miss, your class average needs to be ranked a 90 or better per player. Don't look now, but the Rebels are now averaging over 90 points per player in the 25 class, with 5 of the 7 having a 4 or 5 star next to their name.
Our buddy Gordon Ford joins us after a timeout. We'll talk about those 5 guys that Yancey was just talking about. G joins us next on the show.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of 5-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family, from dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury. Leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. Still to go, your text message is at 426-1093. A look into injuries. Jake Thompson will join us to talk a few things Ole Miss-wise. This portion of the show brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929. 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. So will this guy, Gordon Ford. Welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Had cataract surgery today. Yancey called me, started listening to the Grateful Dead, and got
there
all fired up, man.
Yeah, we got widespread panic coming to your hometown in a little over a month.
Oh,
I'm excited for
tickets, it. Friday.
There we go. Well, look, I mean, they for some odd reason, they haven't come out with the team portal rankings yet in the industry, but I'm looking over at G-Man, and Indiana and Texas are the only two that have 3 commitments. I'd say signees, but the transfers don't sign until they enroll. And as we've seen before with a couple Ole Miss football portal guys, you know, you can still leave even though you commit. So, but they're just kicking butt right now. You know, let's start off at the top here. Ole Miss has 3 top 50 commits, 1 in the top 70. You know, they got a huge one there from the Virginia Tech point guard, Sean Padula. First of all, you know, he's been more of a combo guard throughout his career. Do you see him as a true point guard? I'm referring to the one out of Virginia
absolutely.
Tech.
I think he can play point. You know, they're talking about moving Juju Murray to the second guard, you know, possibly.
Oh, really?
Then, you know, and I think, yeah, he's an excellent player, man. Averaged 16 points a game for an ACC team that finished 19-15, 10-10 in the league. He averaged 16 points, like 7 assists, 5 rebounds. I mean, he's kind of the TP, total package, man.
And what I like about him, and as I was looking more into his history there, he's hit 11 game-winning shots during his career, and I love a guy that hits the big bucket. And I thought that was a little bit missing last year as well. And there's another point guard that Ole Miss is after heavily right now, actually the highest-rated player if he were to commit, the number 26 overall player, and Javon Small at Oklahoma State. What are you hearing right now on his status?
Well, what I'm hearing right now is, you know, heck, I thought Ole Miss had him. I mean, he had a decent visit with him, you know, and, you know, my understanding was that, you know, we had him. Well, I talked to my sources today, and he hadn't committed yet. But I hear it's down to Kansas State, and then someone just called me and said Kansas State's out, and then Creighton's in there, who just Pop Isaacs, who's another guy that Ole Miss was interested in. But I think that you know, there's a good chance they get Javon Small. And if they don't get him, look for him to possibly look at Texas San Antonio guard
Jordan Ivy Curry. Yeah.
Jordan Ivy Curry. And he's a shooter, 6'2", can nail it. And I think if Javon does not commit, I think look at them going after him.
Chucky, he was talking about maybe moving Juju to the two guard. And I guess that makes sense with them recruiting a second point guard. How do you see that playing out, Chucky? Is Juju a two guard?
I think he's a backup two guard. I don't think he's a defensive liability trying to cover other guards as he was last year, I thought. But, you know, you want him on the team, and he can score in bunches when he gets going. So, yeah, I could see he could play two guard from an offensive standpoint. You just got to cover him up somehow defensively. I'm glad Brakefield's back, but I don't think Jamin will be starting next year. I really don't. I think he and Juju both will be coming off the bench.
What
good possibility?
Guys, yeah, they let's some other guys that they've top 50 guys actually. Malik Dia, talk about him a little bit. G-Man.
First of all, he signed with Vanderbilt originally, and they had those 2 7-footers there the year before. And he didn't get a lot of time, and they really didn't show him the love he needed. Went to Belmont and averaged about 17 points a game, you know, about 7 rebounds. He probably needs to rebound a little bit better. But my buddy played at Belmont, and he was a college coach at one time. And I called and talked to him about him today. And he said that Malik Dia can take the ball off the dribble from the top of the key and beat you off the dribble. He can shoot the three, and he can post up. And he's got a very good inside game. And he's a guy that I think that will start immediately at Ole Miss. From what I've been told about him, I mean, he's a very good player. And, you know, people list him, oh, he's 6'8". He's more like about 6'9½". And like I said, he can jump. He's extremely athletic, and he can score down low and can come out and hit the three.
If there's one thing we definitely need based off last year, some inside scoring. I mean, we were very below average last year with our two centers.
Yeah, well, those guys didn't rebound at all. I mean, what you had 2 7-footers that, you know, got 3 rebounds a game, you know. So that was terrible. I mean, what, 8 between them? But I think this guy will help, yes.
The thing that I worry about, though, going back to the needs, is rebounding. I'm looking at Malik's last 2 years. He averaged, he's 6'9", 240, so he's got the girth. But he averaged 5.8 rebounds last year and 1.6 the year before. As we know, the rebounding was a major, major negative for Ole Miss's team. Chucky, what do you think about that?
Well, the year before for Malik, he was at Vanderbilt, that they did not play him enough. But I mean, he, you know,
I
think he needs to rebound a lot better. So,
well, and you know, and he's going to bring in Brown Jones. He's bringing in Bowl, the 7-footer. That's young and thin, but I understand that he works really hard at rebounding. Is what I've been told.
He's a defensive guy for sure.
So I think we can be okay there. I want to see some inside scoring, though.
Speaking of inside scoring, they've got, you know, three, you know, kind of power forward body guys that are really kind of a stretch fours, but they haven't gotten the center guy. Are there any names on the board you're in for that, G?
No. I mean, I've been looking for a big man. I've been calling everybody I know, and I heard that they may have somebody, but you can't find out who it is. All I know is, you know, I think the guy, Michael Brown Jones, I think he'll play inside some. And I mean, he's got a lot of girth, and, you know, he rebounds. And right off the top of my head, I think that's what you kind of got right now, unless something happens. But you got a couple more days, so we'll have to wait and see what happens.
G-Man, I know Cissé went into the portal of what, about a week or so back. Obviously, yep. He has not signed anywhere. Do you think there's maybe a chance that he comes back if they're not able to find another senior?
I have heard that there is a possibility of that. Yes, I have heard that. But I don't know. You know, I thought Missouri was going to look at him. I don't think they're bringing him in. I've heard Memphis, and I really hadn't heard a lot with them lately. And
yeah, you answered that question. I was coming there with you, G, because I had people, in, as we both do in Memphis, say that there was some interest both sides with him going back at the place he started in Memphis. But you kind of hear that may not be going on?
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm not saying it's not going on. I just, you know, I think if they would have signed him, they would have got him. And I think we got a lot more NIL money than they got. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens with him. But I think there's some interest there, but I mean, I think if they'd have got him by now, I think they'd have taken him.
Right.
What about Jonas Adeo from Tennessee? Ole Miss was a hot name for him for a while. He still is not committed anywhere. What's the latest?
He visited Kentucky, and they thought they were going to get him, and they did not get him. And he just visited Arkansas, is what I've been told. And, you know, of course, Missouri is trying to get everybody. You know, I've heard they've had some interest in him. But as of right now, he is not signed with anybody. And, you know, I understand Ole Miss is – he's a priority for them. And, you know, hopefully they got a shot at getting him. But this transfer portal is so crazy. Sean Padilla, I didn't know if we were going to actually get him. He visited Alabama like a week ago. So, you know, Beard did a great job on that.
Thank you, Gordon. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, GBM.
Right, thank you, guys. Appreciate
you too.
Letting me on. Bye.
Always.
Guys, if you're telling me Juju and Brakefield are going to the bench and he's brought in better stuff,
right?
That excites me a little bit.
Yeah,
there.
They still got to go get another big time rebounder or two in my eyes. Just to round it out.
All right, we'll take a look at 426-1093 with some text messages and other things going on in the next portion of the show.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy. And go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Next segment of the show, we'll bring in Jake Thompson from the Ole Miss Spirit to talk with us about baseball and a couple of other questions along the way, and then I'll get your Ole Miss and SEC news in the next segment. We'll take a peek into text messages brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com right now, and multiple thumbs up to Coach Beard in these text messages for what he's doing in the transfer portal, if y'all want to expand on that just a little bit.
Well, like I always say, congratulations to Coach Beard, but also pat yourself on the back. You're paying for these guys through the Grove Collective, and without the Grove Collective, he doesn't sign any of them. Let's be honest, okay? And I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying everybody deserves some credit on this.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, but you look at Beard, and one of my five thoughts there, he was doing this before the portal even began when they started allowing grad transfers, right? Looked at Texas Tech when he got there before the portal began. He had 5 1 year. He had 7 1 year. He had 6 another year. So he was kind of ahead of the curve in doing them. Then when they started allowing everybody to transfer, he had one foot in the door already. So, you know, he knows what he's doing. I'd like to see at least one big-time rebounder added in there. I think that's really important. But he knows that, and he'll get the job done. I don't know who it's going to be, but he'll get somebody in there.
The other is about the portal in football and any latest or things that we can talk about there. Well,
they're bringing in official visits every day, seems like.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. I mean, they've gotten two running backs, obviously, that everybody knows about. Henry Parrish and Ja'Cory Merritt out of New Mexico. But I understand they're still looking for an edge. They're still looking for a cornerback now that Amarion Walker looks like he's going to go back to Michigan to play wide receiver. He was only here for spring training. And be real honest with you, we didn't get to watch much of spring training, but he seemed about as disinterested as anybody I ever saw. Like he had one foot out the door during spring training. In fact, he was in black, which means injury most of spring. So I really wasn't expecting much out of him, to be honest with you, because he wasn't going to be a starter and really probably was number four guy at best. So
was he collecting any money from the Grove once he transferred over during spring training?
Yeah. I mean, he signed a contract, but now that he's leaving, it voids the contract. So
yeah, not continue to pay, but maybe that's something you could – do something in the future.
There's nothing
if you
can
leave,
do about that.
Yeah, I guess other schools would say
nothing you can do about
you
that.
Can leave and still keep your money. But so I would think, Chucky, corner. If are you saying edge as in another Jack linebacker?
That's no, edge. A true edge like Princely or Tyler Barron, who I don't think they're.
Yeah,
after,
what's going on with Tyler?
I don't think they're after him.
Yeah, he had another surgery just. Kind of like Princely did, be ready for fall camp. Do you think that kind of made them a little weird? Like, we got to get somebody that's ready to go.
No,
now?
I think even with Princely being healthy, they wanted somebody else. I just think that they came up a little short in that area in recruiting and in the portal. And I think they've had that in mind all along, is to find another defensive end.
And to the injury part of things with Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, most of the people are wanting to know about Austin Simmons.
I don't know much about it except, an elbow problem. And I heard today that football may be looking for another quarterback just in case, he has to have the Tommy John, which tells me that they really don't know yet. Do you know anything, Ansi? I don't.
No, I mean, it's...
The reports you've read say that there was something
in
the elbow, but they don't know how much.
You hate to speculate, but I've seen that a million times, and rarely does it come back good. Hibbert would be the best case scenario. I would think the Hibbert surgery they're doing now, which are allowing players to come back and pitch 3, 4, 5 months later. As far as pitching again this season, definitely out the window. He's just concerned about next season for football and for just general the young man's career. You rarely see quarterbacks get UCL, right? The Tommy John. But when you're combining the two, my son, quarterback, pitched his whole life. He started having problems in fifth grade, it's a lot of throwing.
My hope is if he was feeling something, I think we would have already known it, and it was four pitches in, then maybe it's not serious that it is something partial and something they can go in. Regardless, it's bad.
Our football fans aren't going to want to hear this because I think he could be a terrific quarterback in the future, but I think his future is in baseball.
Do you really?
I do. I really do. I mean, he's what, 18? Is he 18 yet?
No. Maybe just turned.
He's 18, and he's throwing 93 from the left side.
From the left side, yeah.
Come on.
But you've seen him throw that football too, Chuck.
Oh, no question he can throw that
prettiest
football.
Prettiest arm on the team.
No, there's
that
no question.
Start.
There's no question. But if he were my son, I'd say, you want to get the hell beat out of you every week, or do you want to throw 95, 96 and be in the majors?
Or you could say, hey, do you want to risk tearing that UCL again and sitting out another year? Do you want to play football where you don't get those injuries? Mm. You know, so I don't know. It's a
man. Those guys come back stronger than they originally were after those operations. Now,
yeah, they do. They do. You know, man, you just hate it. And then obviously Nichols returned this weekend after having stiffness in his shoulder the week before. Quinn's back on the mound.
God, he got roughed up, didn't he?
Yeah, he hung that through two beautiful sliders too. He got up 1-2, and just said the ball didn't spin on the third one, and bap, and that was it. I mean, it just
I've lost fell count apart on from there. I've lost count on how many 0-2 dingers they hit off us.
And do you remember how many times people would complain about Bianco for not throwing it around the strike zone on 0-2 counts? Yeah. This is why you don't do it.
Yeah, this is why you don't do it.
Jake Thompson will join the conversation next.
It's concert season, and concert season is all about the boots. Already, Oxford and Ole Miss have seen Morgan Wallen light it up at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss football star and Talk of Champions podcaster Jared Ivey bemoaned how his boots were lacking. He should have gone with Tecovas, the only stop for the Ole Miss fan and the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings for the spring and summer, including timeless, always on-trend styles in men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Stop by your local Tecovas store and have a complimentary drink or two on the house while you shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service, and many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody! Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No worries, Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hottie toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
The Faris Group is your partner in retirement. Two decades of expertise helping retirees invest and distribute their savings. They give their clients unparalleled level of service and deliver results. Locations in Ridgeland, Oxford, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call, 1-877-327-3735. That is 877-327-3735. From the Ole Miss Spirit, Jake Thompson's on with us now. Hey, Jake.
How y'all doing, Gary? Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, buddy.
We're doing good. Jake, first, you know, listeners out there worried about Alston Simmons. Have you heard anything latest with him today? I know Bianco said they were sending the results to get further examined, that there was at least some partial tear. What's the story?
You know, we haven't heard anything. We're hoping to, you know, I'm going to go down to Pearl Wednesday, and if we can't get something tomorrow, hopefully he gives us an answer, you know, after the game against State. He's been a lot more transparent with injuries lately, so I'm hoping if they know something, they'll get it to us sooner rather than later, especially with, you know, the stature of athlete that Alston is.
Well, Bianco said a little bit earlier today that Grayson Saunier is going to be starting in that game against Mississippi State Wednesday. I was thought maybe just a little shake up. Maddox has had a rough last couple outings. Did you think maybe there was a chance he would give him another shot at the weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's just that weekend rotation has just been, you know, kind of a mess. I know Maddox has kind of, you know, stabilized it here and there, and then Doyle on Saturdays, you know, so I think that's still going to be your Friday, Saturday. And then, you know, if Mason can go, you know, he seemed okay. We didn't hear that he was sore after that Saturday start. I think that's your rotation. And, you know, I don't know who else he goes to if he doesn't go to Maddox, you know, Doyle and Nichols at this point of the season with, you know, a handful of weeks to go, and then whatever may come postseason. I think that those are your three guys he rides. And then the bullpen's, you know, going to be what it's going to be, especially with Simmons out and some other guys who have just had ups and downs. Mallett's didn't look great. you know, Saturday as well. It was just, it's just kind of is what it is with the pitching department right now, especially, you know, with the injuries they had heading into it and what they lost right before the season started.
Seems like the second time around with Maddox, second time through the lineup, they've kind of figured him out, or they have the last couple of weekends.
Yeah, that seems to be kind of the problem with not just Maddox, but a couple of these guys that, you know, they get through those first three innings, you know, fairly quickly or, you know, easily, but then, you know, they don't change it up, or these you know, SEC batters are good for a reason and figure them out. And then that fourth inning, the sixth inning, as we've seen lately, is when that large crooked number pops up on the scoreboard and been kind of the Rebels' undoing. So they get through those first nine quick, but it's that second trip through, and of course you'd like to get them through as many times as you can, but, you know, once that fourth inning starts, that's when everybody gets a little nervous with the starting pitching lately.
You know, we said earlier tonight, Jake, that the pitching and the hitting and the fielding are kind of poor, but everything else is okay.
Yeah, no, besides that, you've got another shot at a national championship team. You know, if you can get past those three phases. You know, we've said it in the press box, and I've said it to myself, you know, over the years that I've physically covered and watched Ole Miss baseball in person. You know, there's really no other way for me to say it. I feel like overall this is one of the worst just performance-wise teams that I have seen, you know, in a long time under Bianco. Just defensively, every ground ball, you hold your breath, or a pop-up that you think is routine, you know, it becomes an adventure. You know, don't know who's going to end up under it after they start chasing it. And, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, you can sit there and say it's the transfer portal. You got new guys coming in there that weren't there last year. And I know, you know, this is something new for the baseball side to kind of adapt to it. But other teams have found success with plug and play. And, you know, I just don't know what it is with this crop and even last year's crop that they haven't gelled. And, that, you know, that gel then leads to mistakes and, you know, kind of in their head on the field. And it just snowballs from there.
Well, I mean, you take a look at it, Jake. You know, there's been the injuries. Gary and I were talking about it. Your top two pitchers, Revis Hunter, out for the season. And then you got Quinn, and, you know, out for most of the SEC play. And then Sonya, has not pitched to what they expected him to pitch like. And then, you know, Mallett's returns and Maddox returns from surgeries, and they haven't been what they're normally. So that's really six of your top arms right there. And then when you compound that, you know, up the middle, you know, that has always been a staple of Bianco. They've been strong defensively up the middle every single year. And, you know, let's be honest, it's the worst up the middle team in the SEC. And, you know, you add your pitching that we just talked about it, and you're poor defensively up the middle. It's hard to win baseball games in the SEC.
Yeah, there's not a lot of lipstick you can put on this, you know, that pig as we just described to make it pretty. It's been, you know, like defensively they are one of the worst teams, or are one of the worst teams. I haven't checked the numbers, you know, after this past weekend, but they were one of the worst in a lot of, you know, important categories. And, you know, all of that then just kind of snowballs into how they do at the plate. Like, there's games where they're just fantastic at the plate, patient, mm-hmm. Getting high pitch counts, making the pitcher work. And then there's games where they're just like, it's like me playing a video game, hitting the X button, swinging at every pitch, no matter if it's in the dirt or 8 feet above my head. And I just, they're, you know, and Mike kind of said it best Saturday, is this team is Jekyll and Hyde. They're too inconsistent. And he, you know, he can't, you know, doesn't know why. I'm sure there are reasons, you know, there has to be, I would assume. But, you know, the fact that he called them that, I think it just shows where everybody realizes they are, and that they can't string games together. You know, they look bad on a Friday, grind out a win on a Saturday, and then maybe either get blown out or you blow out the other team. There's no leveled plateauing of success, and that's been it really from the start. We even met four games in Hawaii; they were up and down, and it's never straightened out since.
Jake, when's the last time that Mike Bianco didn't have not only a good catcher, but almost a great catcher?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember a year when he wasn't strong behind the plate. And, you know, this year they struggled there.
Yeah, no, that's – I feel like, you know, hindsight's, of course, 20/20, but that's the one area they should have fought harder maybe to get some experience catching, because I know, you know, at any kind of what now looks like the kiss of death, unfortunately for Smithwick, on media day, he called him the most impressive freshman he's had or has ever had. And, you know, maybe I think he said in that position or maybe overall, but I know for catcher. And Campbell just never really got it, struggled defensively. Birch has been hit or miss, and, you know, they haven't really had Trent Lyons give it a go consistently, but it, you know, Birch is kind of the guy now. But no, this is one where you see a ball heading down in the dirt or going up that you don't know if they're going to be able to snag it or block it up or what. And that's what's led to a ton of runs. The unearned runs have got to be a staggeringly lopsided over earned runs. You know, that's something I haven't checked in a couple weeks, but it just feels like they're killing themselves death by a thousand cuts, especially when it comes to the defensively catching. And then you add on top of that, you know, feels like they could, any team can run on them and steal a base at will. And we saw that with Kentucky, and it kind of exposed them.
Well, let's talk about something that's a little more positive right now. The haul that Chris Beard's making in basketball from the transfer portal sure looks promising to this point.
Yeah, no, obviously they're on a mission, and we know that they're kind of wanting to add some experience and age up and down the roster to make a run in year two at the tournament to get there. And they've done an impressive job with especially the guys they brought in, the Seton Hall guy, Dre Davis. You've got, you know, Malik Dia, and then this one they got Padula this past weekend or so. You know, they've been impressively stacking them up, and it seems like they're almost batting 100. Or 1,000 when they get these guys on campus, kind of like Kiffin. If they get them here, they already end up getting their commitment or get them to sign. And Beard just kind of latched onto that. Now I love what they've added. You know, on paper, you know, we've kind of talked about how they've added 40 to 80 points combined. You know, I know that's not how it works, but you look at that and you feel like they've added a ton of production. And you know, that's one thing I'm still wanting to see is what do they do to find that big guy, that presence, that sharp, and Cissé were not that everybody thought they'd be, but we're not, especially in SEC play on the defensive end. I still think they, you know, maybe one of these guys will do it, but that's the one thing I think we still got to see is, can they get a guy to be that stopper and let this offense that he's brought in kind of be able to keep them in games next year?
You know, but the thing of it is, Jake, and I agree with that. Yancey was talking about that earlier, and so was Gary, about needing one more rebounder or two more rebounders, but now basketball's played in the high 70s and low 80s and high 80s. The 55 and 60 point games are a thing of the past.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's track meet now, and it's offensive explosions kind of, you know, becoming the name of the game. So that's why you're seeing him go after these shooters or these guards that can put up those points. And, you know, I don't think it's going to be an end all if they can't find that guy. I think, you know, on paper, if these kids do what they've been doing elsewhere or show they can do, I think they're going to be able to have those track meets and win those transition games, you know, put up those kind of video game scores that we see up and down the SEC and everywhere now.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, they've got five commitments, and all five averaged over 15 points a game. I don't know. You know, is there enough balls to go around? But as Alabama, Connecticut proved this year, there's always room for a shooter. And you look at a lot of these big guys, you know, they've got one here that shot 42% at 6'9", 240 for the season at three. So, you know, one thing he's getting more of those stretch fours, guys that can stretch you out, make shots, really kind of modeling after that Alabama roster from this past season.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what they need is, you know, Alabama kind of has set the blueprint. Nate Oates, you know, show what you need in the SEC. You know, after, you know, Kentucky was kind of that torchbearer, now it's Alabama, and Beard's kind of modeling after that. He played against all these teams at least once, if not twice, and knows what it takes. And, you know, they did not wait long once this portal opened for basketball to make noise. And I like what he's added. It'll be fun to see how they gel in the summer. And once October gets here, you know, I think there's going to be that excitement again for basketball. I think, you know, we saw the steps they took, the wins they got over last year from this year to, you know, I think they'll still take that step. And I think they have a tournament team on paper. Now, of course, you got to play those 20-something games, but I think they have a shot.
As always, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks, Chuck. Nancy, talk to y'all later.
You too, buddy.
Jake Thompson, Ole Miss Spirit. You can go check and read all of that out. So a little Ole Miss and SEC news brought to you by our friends at Van Atkins Jewelers, the South's leader in estate jewelry. Diamond Solitaires, as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. 59 players drafted, 13th time in the last 14 years. The SEC was either tied or led the nation in first-round NFL draft selections. The league produced 11 opening-round draft picks. Ole Miss had three drafted, De'Andre Prince to Jacksonville in the fifth, Cedric Johnson to Cincinnati in the sixth, and Dejon Anthony to Cincinnati in the seventh. And then free agent signees, the Baltimore Ravens, Dayton Wade, Carolina Panthers, Deshaun Gaddy, Detroit Lions, Isaac Okwu, Kansas City invited Spencer Sanders to the minicamp, and the L.A. Chargers, both Jeremiah Jean-Baptiste and Zamari Walton. Did I leave anybody out, Chuck?
I don't think so. But let me tell you something. Based on what I saw in spring, and I'm not real good at predicting this, I'll be the first to admit it, I think we're looking at double digits being drafted next year.
Oh, shoo-in.
Double digits. That'll be a record for Ole Miss.
Could have three or four first-rounders, too.
I'm like I say, I'm terrible at
predicting
that.
I think multiple for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you got Darts already, number eight in the preseason Heisman. You got Princely's first big one. ESPN came out. He's picked number 11. Walter Nolan's 18. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys. I mean, not only from the first round, but the depth. What's the record for players drafted?
I don't know. I don't know, but I think we're about to set it.
And it used to go, what, 12 rounds? Is that right? I can't remember.
Right.
The draft, it used to go a lot longer than it does now.
Yeah.
I would bet it was when it was longer drafts. I mean, there's going to be a lot of draftees in that season.
Well, speaking
It'll
of,
be the talk.
Speaking of Jackson Dart, an evening with Jackson and another pretty good quarterback by the name of Eli Manning will happen next week, actually Monday at 6, at the Manning Center. It's presented by our friends at Riverland Roofing and, of course, the Ole Miss Grove Collective, as they'll get together and talk a little bit of football together and some things centered around Ole Miss. That ought to be fun.
Yeah, and for the best calls to raise more money. I mean, I just doubled my givens about a month ago, and you just got to do it. You know, man.
I can't do much with $20.
That's the double up, right?
The double up from 10 to 20. You know, man. But you know, all the existing members, they got to just, you know, whatever you can afford, just keep giving more because it's not getting cheaper. You know, and we still got areas, Chucky. I mean, you know, whoever continues to coach baseball next season, we need to quadruple the NIL for baseball, because this model that we use for this year to put this team together is obviously not working. And that's really a huge issue going forward. So just because we're doing so well in football and basketball, there's still other sports like baseball, even with the infrastructure of, you know, top two or three salaries and stadium and fan support, you got to have that money. And so we need the money, Ole Miss fans.
With that, I'll read about the Grove Collective. The mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student athletes, providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Join the collective today. Help impact student athletes who give their all to the flagship university. We'll finish up the program next.
That's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover, man. I got a woman way over town. She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now. www.oxford38655.com or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Here with Chuck and Yancey, I'm Gary, the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. All right, let's get into the recruiting news that you have, Mr. Yancey.
Yeah, I mean, Lane Kiffin is really, really doing some good things right now. Today, Canyon four-star wide receiver Jerome Miles committed to Ole Miss over Southern Cal, Utah, Arkansas, Tennessee. Everybody thought he was headed to Utah, but remember there's somebody else on the team from that.
Mr. Named, Dart, right?
Named Jackson Dart. and Chucky, what I like about this guy, 6'3", you know, I like those NWO-type bodies, those long guys. He runs a 10.57, Gary, in the 100. This guy can take the top off the lid. Buford, Georgia tight end, Hayden Bradley, 6'5", 215, another big body kid. Committed to Ole Miss over the weekend after taking officials with A&M, Florida, Miami, Penn State, and Georgia Tech. So just check these schools that are really coming after him. Spring football portal window will end tomorrow. That doesn't mean that guys can't make their decisions after that, but you have to be in the portal. And Chucky, is that the last one? Is there another one this summer? They keep changing the rules.
I don't think so.
I think this is it. So be interested to see if anybody from Ole Miss enters the portal by the end of tomorrow or not. Official visits, they hosted five of them. I saw one of the coaches on the driving range yesterday, and he told me, you know, they hosted a handful, and he said, "Yancey, we're bringing them in almost every day." It's just the world's different now than when I was in it, thank goodness. You know, top 50 national edge rusher Jared Smith out of Hoover, Alabama. He's visited Ole Miss three times now over the last couple months. Big-time edge rusher, as Chucky said. They're looking for another one. Unfortunately, he's just a rising senior, but they're really hard to get. South Carolina, surprisingly, is the RPM leader over Ole Miss, Georgia, and four-star offensive lineman Henry Fanuka out of Fort Worth, Texas, took an official visit over the weekend. Gary, I hear things went really – excuse me. I hear things went really good with him, like really good. Duncanville, top 100 quarterback. He's actually the number 8 quarterback in the country. Keelan Russell committed to SMU, 6'3", 200. He's been at Ole Miss over and over since he committed to SMU. I think things are really heating up with him. Four-star wide receiver Samari Reed out of Seminole, Florida, took an official visit over the weekend. He's got officials lined up with Penn State, Miami, Florida, and Florida State. Again, just notice the schools that are recruiting these players that Ole Miss is after. Four-star offensive lineman Max Buchanan out of Sanford, Florida, visited, took an official visit over the weekend. He's taking visits with Florida State, Southern Cal, Clemson, and Miami. You know, these are all, every guy they brought in this weekend were four-star guys. So, you know, kudos to the football staff for continuing to get in these top players. And then Jamari Morrow, he came in unofficially from Germantown, Tennessee. He's a guy that's four-star running back. It's just a matter of when and not if that he commits to Ole Miss. And that wraps up the recruiting segment.
And we'll finish it by the good, bad, and ugly. It's brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Riverland has you covered. Home and business, certified GAF Master Elite contractors. Give them a call or text them at 644-4997. 4297, that is 644-4297, and go to riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good is predicted a couple weeks ago, running back Henry Parrish is returning to Ole Miss after 2 years, I think, as the leading rusher from Miami. I know he was last year. I think he was the year before, too. The Rebels also added 1,000-yard rusher from New Mexico in Ja'Cory Merritt, so that should shore up the running back situation with Ulysses Bentley and Reese Cano. That gives them four that they can count on, I believe, there. So I think they'll hold right there. There is some talk that they're looking at one more if he comes available, but he hadn't yet. Also, men's basketball coach Chris Beard and the Grove Collective are securing a lot of talent for the Hoops team next year that we've discussed all the five scores already. Plus, they re-signed Brakefield and Juju Murray to come back. Which I think are two great additions, even though I believe both of them will be coming off the bench next year, which I think will be give them even more strength off the bench. Still waiting to see what T.J. Caldwell's going to do. I hope he comes back. I've always liked his game. The bad, well, it's baseball. It's the pitching. It's the hitting. It's the fielding. Simply put, it's not SEC caliber, and it's showing in the 7-14 conference record. Thursday night's 12-0 loss to visiting Alabama was yet another game where the Rebels were run-ruled. That's just bad, folks. It's got to get better. Got to get better.
Not going to come until next year. They got to get a GM and, like, you know, the football program's done and decide where to spend their money. Got to increase the NIL package.
No doubt.
Tenfold.
But I'll say this, though, as far as the NIL's going, I think the word is spread throughout the country. We're nationwide now. It's spread that we're giving top dollar for basketball and football players.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Just got to increase it for baseball.
Yep.
If we want to get back to where we've been the last 22 years.
Shout out to Gordon Ford, Jake Thompson for being on, for you guys for joining us as well. Good job, fellas.
Was. We're going to have a very good guest coming on next week. Excited about that. We'll talk a little bit more about it later in the week.
All right. Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Hotty toddy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.